are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining me for a stump this morning from the right turn, it's Nancy Schlickenmeyer. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you here.
Yes, nice to see you again. Saw you were at First Thursdays.
Absolutely. It's good to see you, see you out and about. It's always kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
And you've got a lot going on, as always, at the right turn. First off, the fundraising raffle. How's that going?
Well, we are so appreciative of the community support with the donation certificates. This time we're calling our 50-50 raffle the right card. We are in week 24. We started out with 50 envelopes. So we're like almost halfway through, and the big winner has not been chosen yet. Ooh. Our take-home pot is up to $2,062. So get your tickets before Thursday. Thursday morning, we go and collect them from both Lynn's Dakota Marts, Bob's Lounge, The Right Turn, and you can even use PayPal as an option. And that's been quite active lately. So that's on our Facebook site. What happens on Thursdays at 1 is on Facebook Live, we draw a ticket from that week and then invite that person to come and choose an envelope. And so it's a big surprise. We don't know what is in each envelope. So awesome. We look forward to that each time.
Yeah, that is a great thing. So we, like you said, encourage folks to get your tickets today for this upcoming drawing. And you guys are hosting a blood drive. And boy, did that go over really well.
Yes, I was pleasantly surprised that our slots are filled up. So if you are someone that I emailed and you're still waiting to hear from me, please go to the vitalent.org and check it out, because there are other blood drives that week. I believe there's one at Faith Lutheran. So do check that out. The need for blood is critical. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that are first-time donors, there are people there that will support you. So I encourage you to try.
Yeah, it's a really easy process, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to give blood. Now, boy, oh boy, time's winding down for you, because you're getting ready to retire.
Yes, I'll be retiring February 10th, 2023. So the board of directors has a committee that is accepting applications until August 31st at midnight. So before that, if you're interested, send a cover letter and a resume with three references and email it to our board president, Sean Lyons. His email address is SLONS, Sean Lyons, 28@gmail.com. The job description is on our website, which is www.therightturn.net. And you can always check with Job Service, too, because they would have it.
Okay. So if you're interested in the position that Nancy has, that'd be a way to get your name in.
Yes, with South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulations, they have it. Or just contact The Right Turn. I can provide a copy of the job description.
All right. And, of course, you offer so many different things. And we're going to talk about a few of them, like your CPR classes.
Yes.
Those have been going really well.
We have. We've had great community response. We do have CPR classes every third Thursday at The Right Turn. And it's for American Red Cross, CPR, and AED usage. But we have limited mannequins, so those you need to call ahead to make sure that there is a place for you. And then Maria Hayes also provides basic life support training for healthcare professionals. A lot of people don't know that we do that, so it's more than CPR. Mm-hmm. And then for those people who are licensed or registered daycare providers, those CPR classes are free.
Oh, wonderful. So that's a great thing to keep in mind.
Yes.
And you also have CDA classes for those who work with little ones.
Yes. So this fall, we'll be starting with the funding from the South Dakota Department of Social Services Child Development Associate classes. So for providers who want to pursue their CDA to learn to nurture young children's physical, social, emotional, and intellectual growth, contact us at 773-4755. And then again, for licensed or registered child care providers, CDA classes are free. So it's a commitment from fall till spring. We'll be meeting every Tuesday. We have an instructor, Jonna Powell, who will be leading that process. And it's offered statewide. So if you're listening from somewhere else, our ECE region, it's called Early Childhood Enrichment. We're Region 2, and we have 3 full-time staff, 1 part-time staff, and myself, who can provide training and technical assistance to child care providers in South Central South Dakota.
Excellent. So, yeah, take full advantage of that if that's something that would help you. And, of course, if there are those out there looking to, you know, get their GED taken care of, that's something you can help with too.
Right. Our instructor, Sarah Valle, and then we have Amy Hansen, who assists her. It's an adult literacy, education and literacy program funded by the South Dakota Department of Labor, Regulation and Labor. So if you're over 18, we have staff that can work with you to identify your strengths, develop a plan to complete those 4 subtests. It's not just one, it's 4. It's math, science, reasoning through language arts, and social studies. We also appreciate the support from the Rotary. We have a schooler scholarship for GED costs. And then for some women, the Zonta has provided some funds to support their testing cost, because the cost for the test are not covered by our grant. So each test is $37.50. We also have a math tutor who can help, because often some people struggle with math, and she is actually able to work with high school students. So, or middle school students. Fantastic. So if that's something you're looking at, again, call the right turn.
Yeah, there's so much there that you offer the community. If people want to find out what it is you've got going on and how they can be part of it, or even be supporters of the Right Turn, how do they find out all that information, Nancy?
Well, you can like and follow us on Facebook, see what's happening. Also, we have a new website, www.therightturn.net. Donations can be provided actually on the website, and then you can always pick up your raffle tickets until that right card is selected.
Yeah, make sure you get those, because another drawing is coming up tomorrow.
Who knows? It could be tomorrow that the right card is selected.
Absolutely. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to have you here, Nancy.
Okay.
Thank you for all you guys do to help those around the community, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Thank you for your time.
All right. There's Nancy Schlickenmeyer joining us from The Right Turn this morning here on People in Your Neighborhood. And now we're going to chat with Callie and Shane. Trader Days just a couple days away. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we're excited. we're ready to go.
It's going to be a great time. I mean, you've got so much going on all 3 days. It kicks off Friday. I mean, food trucks and helicopters, the turkey races, entertainment. I mean, there's no reason people shouldn't come out and enjoy this.
Exactly.
We're going to get it kicked off there on Friday with the ZZ3 coming into the park and lots of action. They're going to rock the park, and hopefully we'll see a lot of sharp-dressed men in the park that evening as well.
Absolutely. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. That's the Friday night entertainment. You've got some more Saturday and Sunday as well.
Absolutely. And say Friday night after the ZZ3 concert, I mean, there's still plenty of action. The food trucks are still there. There'll be cookers set up in the park, and they'll be cooking. You can go around and taste their food. They always have some they give away, and we'll be streaming music, and roll it right into Saturday then.
Wonderful. And Saturday, that is the big Turkey Day race, correct?
It is. Kicks off with the parade.
Yes, the parade is fun. You've got to, you know, and they will provide the kazoos if you want to be part of it.
Absolutely. It's never too late to join the kazoo band. And also the parade route goes from about Fort Pierre Post Office, down Deadwood, behind the spur and across the walking bridge. And the establishments downtown will be open for that parade. So
wonderful. So, and if there's people that want to be, you know, part of that, they can just show up. In turkey races, if they've never done this before, you're going to have a Q&A, and you're going to get them all ready for that.
Q&A Friday night with the executive director? Is
the
that
executive
what
director, Scott Hoyt, of Fort Pierre Turkey Racing, absolutely.
Nice.
And Mary Hoyt is the secretary, so no, they'd be happy to answer any questions you have, and we will be available in the park, you know, even on Saturday before the turkey races for 2 or 3 hours, so don't be shy, come on up. And ask about the process, and we'll be happy to get you set up with the turkey, and get you ready to go.
Yeah, and there are so many events, you know, for the whole family. Tell us a little bit about the helicopter rides. How does that work? Because that's back after a little bit of a break.
It is. I talked to the guy just a couple days ago. He flies in from Sioux Falls, and he's coming in Friday night. He said he'll be here by 5, and he lands at the baseball diamond right behind Parkview Gym.
Okay.
And he just takes off from there, and I believe there's a short option and a long option that'll take you further up the river, but
I'm sure
he stays busy all weekend.
So. Oh, I would imagine so. I mean, what better way to see the area than from the air in a helicopter? That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be. That'll be exciting.
And tell us about some of the other, I mean, you've got so many events that are happening.
Well, Sunday, we focus on so much about Friday and Saturday, but mm-hmm. Sunday's going to be a really unique day. It's going to start off in the morning with a worship service and some music, and then there's the local musicians that are going to have music while we're having a Bloody Mary bar and a biscuit and gravy breakfast is by the Lions Club. And so, yeah, there'll be music, Bloody Marys, and cornhole.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, all 3 days, you've got yep. some really good things going on. So if people can only make it for, you know, one of the days, yep. you know, there's still things happening. It doesn't matter when you come.
Right. And some of the things are put on by organizations like the volleyball girls are doing the dunk tank. So some of it is fundraiser driven, but mm-hmm. like the concerts are free.
Right.
I get asked that all the time. How much is it going to cost to see ZZ3? Come down to the park. It's free. Bring your chair.
Right.
Blanket, whatever you want to be comfortable. There will be picnic tables, but probably want to bring a chair.
Yeah, feel free to bring your lawn chairs yeah. in case you, well, if you have to take a rest in between dancing.
Exactly. I mean, every now and then you got to take a little break because you do all the dancing that you're going to do. It's going to wear you out.
It absolutely will, yep.
And is there anything else you wanted to mention, people you wanted to thank? I know it takes a lot of people to pull Trader Days together.
It does. Really want to thank the committee. The committee's been working so hard. We've met so many times every Wednesday, it seems like, for months. And then also our sponsors, probably too many to mention right now. But when you come down to the park, just look around. There'll be sponsorship signs and, you know, pay attention to those who've made this possible.
Absolutely.
I can't say enough about sponsors who make these local events happen. So, yeah, like Kelly said, make sure you look around and see who is supporting these local events, because without them, it wouldn't be possible.
Very true. And it's an opportunity while you're there to, you know, say a big thank you to them and, you know, enjoy what's going on. So we want to invite people out. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate. It's going to be warm. So make sure, you know, you stay well hydrated and enjoy all the festivities. But it's going to be a great time Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over in Fort Pier.
Yes, it will.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys for heading things up and putting it together and joining us to let people know all the fun that they're not going to want to miss this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. There's Callie Iverson and Shane Craney joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you today by May Adam and the Pier VA Clinic.